Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. The makers of Crisco, the digestible shortening for cakes, pies, and fried foods, are privileged to present at this time the premier performance under a new sponsorship, one of the most popular radio features on the air, Vic and Sade. For a long while now, Vic and Sade have thrilled listeners. Vic and Sade is an amusing story, an interesting picture of life in an American family. We want you to love Vic and Sade. We feel sure you will. They represent millions and millions of little families so typical of America. For Vic and Sade represent the American family of today. Their problems are our problems. Their lives are our lives. Vic and Sade are ourselves talking to ourselves. They represent the spirit of America in the life of the family. So it is fitting that Vic and Sade be brought to you by an American food product which has rooted itself deeply within the households of millions of American users. Crisco, the digestible vegetable shortening, brings you five times a week at this same hour, Vic and Sade. It is late in the afternoon as our scene opens now, about 4:15, and we discover Sade and young Rush arriving home at exactly the same time. They've come from opposite directions, and they've just met on the front sidewalk. So, naturally, there's a friendly greeting. Listen.
Hello there, mister.
Hi, Ma. You just getting home?
Uh-huh. Ain't I the old gadabout?
Didn't do your ironing this afternoon, huh?
Nope. Went to Hamilton's dollar sale. See here all the stuff I got?
Yeah. I'll carry some of your packages.
No, you get the key out of the box. And see if there's any mail. Land. My day is just beginning. I've had my fun. Now I gotta do my work.
No mail.
All right. Unlock the door. Let's get inside. I'm going to iron.
It's after 4 o'clock.
Can't help it. Won't have time tomorrow. Going to be on the jump all day long.
I'm going to be busy the rest of the afternoon myself. I got to write a composition. Should have handed it in this morning,
but... Let's not waddle, son. Let's get in the house. I'm going to get at that ironing and finish it if it takes me till 9 o'clock. You and Gov want to eat at the cafeteria again tonight?
Sure.
Guess I'm the dandy. Send my family to take their meals in restaurants twice in the same day.
We don't care. More cafeteria, the merrier.
What'd you have to eat this noon?
Well, I had steak and onions, and Gov had roast beef. And with a mistake, I got mashed potatoes and spinach. Traded the guy the spinach for stewed carrots. Gov got string beans with his roast beef. And then we both had a glass of milk, green olives, raisin
Here,
bread.
You want to take these packages out of my arms and lay them down?
Okay.
I don't think I'll even change my clothes. Just slip on my little apron. Be gentle with that package, son. Got glass in it.
Bottle or something?
Fancy dish.
What's in this one?
Oh, I don't know. Different stuff. I'll show you what I got later on. Will you go in the pantry now and get my ironing board while I slip on my apron?
Well, I have to work too, Mom.
Studying?
Writing a composition. Subject to general interest.
What?
I got to write a composition on a subject to general interest.
Oh, don't bump that ironing board against anything, bringing it out.
No.
Such a jam of women as there was at that dollar sale. Bet I seen everybody in town. Enough to tire a person out just elbowing their way around. One poor lady's hat got knocked off, and if she didn't have the awfulest time picking it up... Get a move on now, Rush. I got my apron on, my iron plugged in.
Here it is.
I'll set it up. You want to drag my clothes basket over here handy?
Okay.
Where are you going to do your work?
Well, can't I do it out here on the table?
You're not going to bother your mother, are you?
Well, I thought maybe you could help me a little.
Well, son, I'm going to be very, very busy here.
So am I.
I won't have time for talk. When I iron, I iron.
Same here. When I write compositions, I write compositions. But I expect I'll want to ask a question or two.
Well, don't ask very many. I'm going to dig in and never stop to take breath till I get through.
Here's the clothes basket.
Thanks.
Now I'll pull myself up a chair to the table.
All right. Wish this iron would get hot. Such old slow electricity.
Electricity ain't so slow. It's the next fastest thing to light. Light moves at the rate of 186,000 miles per...
Now she's warming up.
Mom, what would be a good subject of general interest?
Well, you know better than I do.
I can't think of nothing.
What did the other boys and girls write about?
Well, I can't use their topics.
Well, you might get a hint from them.
Well, Rooster Davis selected, why a cow is more valuable than a horse.
Well, you could write about... Why a dog is more valuable than a cat?
No.
Why a chicken is more valuable than a duck?
I don't think a chicken is more valuable than a duck.
Chickens lay eggs.
So do ducks.
Yes, but in a chicken you got... Son, what happened to this shirt?
Where?
Here.
Oh, that's tallow. Crabapple Miller lit a candle in school and he let me hold it. and I accidentally let it drip on me.
Well, that's a nice thing to do.
Truly accidental.
Funny I didn't notice it in the wash. You be careful with your good shirts after this.
Certainly. Mom, can't you think of a good subject of general interest?
Why a house is more valuable than a barn?
No, that's too much like Rooster's topic. He'll holler monkey see, monkey do.
What'd some of the other kids have?
Well, Heine Kohl had a trip to my grandmother's.
You could have a trip to my uncle's.
No, monkey see, monkey do again.
A trip to my cousin Floyd's?
I want to have something altogether different.
What did Mildred Tisdall have?
How I made a midi blouse into an attractive scarf.
Is that a subject of general interest?
Teacher said it was okay.
Well, you could have how I made my pants into a... Son, I wish you'd get to work. I can't iron and talk at the same time.
Well, give me a subject then. Well, I'm anxious enough to get to work. I want to get through.
Well, here's a subject of general interest. How to play baseball.
Think that'd be okay?
Oh, sure.
Well, the kids are playing football now.
Make it football, then.
I know more about baseball.
All right, baseball.
Yeah, but if I write about baseball...
Oh, now, son, please. I'm in such a hurry. So anxious to get this out of the road.
Okay, I'll write about football.
Fine.
I mean baseball.
Fine.
I think I'll start out, baseball is a game played with a baseball. Eighteen players are needed to play baseball. Nine on a side. To play baseball, you need a pitcher, a catcher, a first baseman.
Son, you'll just have to work to yourself. You distract a person. I'm willing to help you, but I... Listen.
Somebody coming in the front door.
Must be Gov.
It's early. Only 4:30.
He'll get chased out of here mighty quick.
Yes, sir. You and I are very busy. We can't be distracted.
That's right.
Gov wants to talk. We'll just have to tell him very politely.
Hi, my friend.
Hello there.
Oh, Gov.
Well, there seems to be some industry afloat.
There is. Plenty of it.
How come there aren't it so late in the day?
Just getting around to it. Been on the jump ever since breakfast.
What occupies you, Helen?
Writing a composition on a subject of general interest.
Excellent.
I can't allow myself to be bothered.
How's that?
I can't allow myself to be bothered. I'm very busy.
I see.
What you doing home so early?
I, too, have work to do. Mind if I join the ranks of you laborers?
We are busy, Vic. Got no time for foolishness.
Well, there's no foolishness to this. Know what I have to do?
What?
Make out a complete report of activities in my department since the first of the year. Have to have it down to the office by 7 o'clock this evening.
Much work to it?
About 9 pages of solid writing is all. How about me pulling up a chair across from your son and plunging in?
All right. What a family of busy bees we turned out to be.
Yes, indeed. Say, son.
I can't be bothered, Gov.
Don't get flip with the old man. I said, say, son.
What?
And don't say what. Say, I beg your pardon.
Beg your pardon.
Politely, please.
I beg your pardon?
It's better. Look here what the boss sent you.
What is it?
Five of funny papers.
Oh.
Pretty nice of the boss, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I haven't got time to look over them now.
Well, the guy could be a little more gracious on receipt of a gift.
Yeah, I'm busy.
Where'd Mr. Rubush get all the funny papers?
His housekeeper was going through some stuff in the attic and come across them. They're 20 years old.
Really?
Uh-huh. Boss used to save funny papers as a sort of a hobby when he was a younger fella. He thought Rush would like to look at them.
Uh-huh.
You remember Parachute Pete?
Who?
Parachute Pete. The guy that was always jumping off a high building.
Oh, sure. In the funny paper. Parachute Pete.
Yeah.
Have you got him there?
Uh-huh. Here, see?
Oh, yes, sir. That's Parachute Pete, all right. Oh, I used to see him in the funny paper on Sundays long before I could read. What's he doing in that one?
Well, here in the first picture, there's a bunch of cops after him in a balloon.
Does one of the cops have bright red whiskers that reach to his knee?
Yeah.
Hold it up.
Is this the guy you mean?
Oh, say, his picture's as familiar as the nose on your face. Used to laugh at him Sunday after Sunday when I was a little teeny girl. What'd you say? There's a bunch of cops after him in a balloon?
Yeah. And then in the second picture here, Parachute Pete is hanging by his heels outside of that little Zeppelin.
Zeppelin. That looks like a piece of sausage.
He's no bigger than a watermelon.
Oh, no. I remember one Sunday he painted stripes on it so it looked like a watermelon. Oh, that silly cop with the long whiskers was after him.
Hey, listen, sister. Hmm? I can't be standing here reading you the funny paper. I got work to do.
Oh, so have I.
What'll I do with these?
I'll lay them over there.
There's packages over there.
Oh, the stuff I got downtown at the sale. Well, just lay your funny papers here on the floor.
Okay.
Oh, say, it'll be fun to look at old Parachute Pete again. I used to be just crazy about him.
Uh-huh.
He's so silly. Smart, too. I remember one Sunday he got in his little Zeppelin.
I beg your pardon, Sade, but I'm established here now. I think I better pitch right in.
I'll go ahead. Goodness knows I want to get through.
Mom.
Mm-hmm.
I got 3 paragraphs of my composition done.
That's good.
Want to hear what I say?
Later on.
I think it starts off pretty hot. Baseball. Baseball is a game played with a baseball. 18 players are needed to play baseball. 9 on each side. To play baseball, you need a pitcher, a catcher, a first baseman.
Hey, is all this necessary?
I'm reading Mom a composition.
Can't that be done at some future time?
Sure, but...
You're not through with your composition, are you?
No, just barely got a good beginning.
Well, get to work and produce a good ending. Mom is busy, you're busy, I'm busy. Let's work.
Right.
Suit you, Sade?
Certainly does.
Very good, then. We'll have silence.
Say, Lance.
What's the matter, Ma?
Oh, that silly Parachute Pete.
Who?
In the funny paper there on the floor.
Oh.
Son, will you reach down and turn the paper over so I can see the bottom?
I'm awful busy.
Go on, I want to see how it ends.
I thought we all had an agreement not to buy. Hey, look here at this guy with the long whiskers.
Yeah.
His name reached clear down to his knees.
Oh, say, I knew him long before I knew you. When I was just a little...
Hey, this Parachute Pete guy is pulling a slick one here.
What's he doing?
Well, his enemy's got a bunch of circus snakes, and Parachute Pete is sticking their tails in their mouths so they'll swallow themselves.
Let's see.
See?
Say,
hey,
that's
what's
good.
Going on?
We're looking at the funny paper.
Funny paper, huh? Thought we were so all fired busy.
Oh, it's so crazy, Vic. Rush's got a Parachute Pete where he sticks snakes' tails down their throats so they swallow themselves.
Yeah.
Show them, son.
I believe we made an agreement whereby strict silence is to be...
See here? See the swallowing themselves?
Let me look at that.
Here. Oh, say, I'll never forget that one where Parachute Pete filled his stomach with gas and floated clear up to the sky.
See, Mom, there's a sequel to this one about the snake.
There is?
Right here.
Give it to me.
Here.
Of all the doggone foolishness. You say there's a sequel to this
Mom's
one?
Mom's got it.
Can I have it when you're through, say?
Yeah. Such craziness.
Rush, give me another one.
Another Parachute Pete.
Yeah.
Here.
Say.
There's an awful big pile of these funny papers. Boy, we're going to be busy.
Vic, Sade, and Young Rush invite you to sit in on every one of these informal get-togethers. They want you for regular members of the family circle. And now, no word about Crisco is complete unless to give credit to the women who really gave it its big start. They were Western women. They have always been leaders in health movements. Years ago, when Crisco was introduced, possibly some of you, or your mothers, started to cook with Crisco. And soon it was common talk that Crisco was the digestible vegetable shortening. Often doctors, too, advised Crisco. We want to congratulate you on your fine judgment, because we know that other shortenings, similar to Crisco in appearance, have been introduced. But women out here don't try to save a penny or two at the expense of their family's health. And here is how we know. Though Crisco is the country's leading all-purpose shortening, still the West uses more Crisco than the East. That is why Crisco is being made right here on the coast in increasing quantities, to give you a true Western health product.